that's what God called us to do. That's what the church is called to be a solution to the to a problem. And if you're not a solution to a problem, you're a part of the problem. You're a part of the problem. And so we don't want to be part of a problem. We want to have the solutions. We want to have the answers, because that's what the church was built for. That's what the people of God were built for. That's what we were put on this earth for the solution, not the problem, not to add to the problem. I done got all the way over. But like I said, he used the solution, the Samaritan, as an example to show compassion. This man, he could have said, y'all don't even like us. Y'all don't even like us. Y'all can't stand us. He could have went to the other side of the road just like the rest of them. But this man, he had compassion. He had compassion. And he picked the man up. And he didn't just pick him up and throw him on the horse and take him to the next drop off. It said he bound his wounds. He put alcohol on his wounds. He stopped the bleeding. He took time. He took time. Don't you know somebody know when you take time with them? Somebody know when you ain't got time to be bothered with them. They can feel it. They can feel it. But he said he took time and bound his wounds up. Then he took him to the inn, paid for it out of his own pocket. And he was so concerned, he didn't leave. He didn't leave. He told the man, said, you take care of him. And when I come back, if there's any more money to be spent, I'll pay it. He was that concerned about this man that couldn't stand him. And like I said, Jesus said he was a good man. And he wasn't just a good man because he went out and told everybody what he did. Because they saw what he did and they told what he did. And when we go out, we ain't got to go come back and announce it to everybody what we done. Your work is going to speak for itself. It's going to speak for itself. They will know, because your works will speak for itself. Your fruits will speak for itself. And that's what they told about the man. He was a good man. And like I said, compassion is love in action. That man put it to work. How long? God is asking, how long will we not put it to work? How long will we sit on it? How long will we sit on it? And I can't say what your calling is. But unless you exercise it, you will never know how much compassion, how far you go, how far your compassion is. Because everybody's not called with the same talent. Everybody's not called to the same calling. But some of us are. Some of us are called to go further than others. Some of us anointed to go further than others. Some of us anointed to do more than others. Because some are called, some are chosen. And it said, like I said, and don't judge a person for how they look. Just like Bishop tell us all the time, don't come to church by yourself. Don't come to church by yourself. We don't want to associate with people that's not like us. Well, how are they going to get to church, some of them? How are they going to hear the word, some of them, if we don't put ourselves in that place? And let me read you this scripture. And it said, well, you know, Christians, you know, we don't go there and we don't do this and we don't do that. But let me read you Matthew 9:35. Matthew 9:35. That's not the one I'm looking for. That's not the one I'm looking for. Y'all, I got notes everywhere. 1 Corinthians 9:19-20. Now, even though I am free from obligation to others, I joyfully make myself, this is in the Passion translation, y'all. Now, even though I am free from obligation to others, I joyfully make myself a servant to all in order to win as many converts as possible. I became a Jew to the Jewish people in order to win them to the Messiah. I became like one under the law to gain the people who were stuck under the law, and even though I myself am not under the law, and to those who are without the Jewish laws, I became like them as one without the Jewish law, in order to win them, although I am not outside the law of God, but under the law of Christ. I became weak to the weak to win the weak. I have adapted the culture of every place I've gone so that I could more easily win people to Christ. And this was Paul when he was converted and he wanted to win others to Christ. And he said, I go where they are. I became whatever they are. To win souls. And a lot of time we got to go in places that's not good. A lot of time we got to go amongst people that's talking crap. We can't judge them. But if they don't see we able to stand there and hang with them, well, what they going to say? You was fake anyway. You wasn't what you say you were. Because when they get through saying what they going to say, then you tell them the word. But be led by the Spirit, because, you know, everybody just can't walk up to any group. You got to be led by the Spirit. But we got to go. We got to go. We got to pray to God to reveal our purpose, our assignment. Our assignment. Somebody's assignment was to talk to that little boy in Tupelo the other night. Before he shot those women, before he got to that place, somebody, it was their assignment, but they said, let somebody else do it. How many have we lost because we didn't want to do our assignment? We didn't want to do our assignment, but we got to do our assignment. God said the time is now. He said the time is now. The time is now. Find out your purpose. Find out your assignment. Find out who's appointed to you. Find out. Pray it out. Pray it out. He will tell you. Pray it out. And when you go in these places, Paul also said that skip down to the 27th verse. He said, but I train like a champion athlete. I subdue my body and get it under my control so that after preaching the good news to others, I myself will not be disqualified. So you got to be prayed up. You got to be led by the Spirit. You got to be prayed up. You got to be led by the Spirit. You got to have on the whole armor of God, but you got to do it. You got to do it. God says it's time to do it. It is time to do it.